the United Nations now describes this as the worst situation in almost 20 years. 3.8 million people are now estimated in need of humanitarian assistance. 1.7 million have been displaced in the last couple of years, and now, on top of conflict, we're facing a situation of drought, probably the worst drought in about 10 years. So we have a very desperate situation, which is set to get worse.
The situation of the refugees is brought on by the crisis in Somalia. And you say here that international response has been shamefully inadequate. What is it that Oxfam and other aid agencies would like for the international community to do?
In order to help humanitarian agencies like Oxfam to be able to improve in response to the refugees and displaced people's needs, money would be a fantastic help. But if you look in a country like Kenya, which is host to almost 300,000 refugees, they're currently in camps which are originally designed for less than 100,000 people. So they're three times their carrying capacity. We really need more land allocated to the refugee population so that some camps which are desperately overcrowded can be decongested to allow for safe services to be delivered to these people in need.
You said here that governments must put Somalia top of their list and do more rather than simply just keeping the country on life support. What else can they do?
Obviously, you know, our prime concern right now is to ensure an adequate response to people's humanitarian needs. But as I think everybody would recognize, the ultimate solution to the situation is an end to the conflict in Somalia. Now, I'm not a political analyst. I'm a member of a humanitarian agency, and I know that much is being done to try and address the root causes of the conflict and find some kind of accepted, negotiated solution to the conflict so that we can see peace. But despite all those many efforts, the situation on the ground hasn't changed. So until we see people's lives changing on the ground, we will have to continue with our humanitarian response work.
Some of these refugees are based in Kenya. Is the Kenyan government part of the international community response, or there's more you feel the Kenyan government can do?
The Kenyan government is the prime responsible government to ensure that adequate space was allocated to the camp to allow this decongestion, which is so critical. Money would help for the services to be delivered and possibly for compensation for landowners for loss of income, to allow that decongestion to take place. So it's a combined responsibility. The Kenyan government, but also donor governments, should be able to come in and assist that process.